Hello, well, it's the final podcast of 2018, and rather than sort of look back at the year, I thought I might leave that till the January podcast next year. But it has been a really, really good year for the podcast itself, with me being able to release a recording each month and even do a few bonus podcasts. I think there's been four released this year, so that has really boosted the podcast in a positive way, especially after it being dormant for quite a while. And hopefully I'm going to be able to keep this up in 2019. That's the plan anyway. There's been all sorts of links mentioned, and photography and books, and it's just nice to talk about image making and photography. The only thing I would say about 2018 that has been rather disappointing for me, that I haven't been able to talk about on the podcast, is getting out and actually taking pictures. I would have liked to have done some more recordings out and about, so to speak, but hopefully we might be able to do that in 2019. To be absolutely honest, the only thing that I've really got to do that is my mobile phone, which isn't totally ideal, but it's adequate for the task. So we'll have to see what happens next year. I might try and see whether I can pick up a recorder. I have actually got one, but it's designed for the bottom of a digital SLR to record sound, you know, while you're filming. And it's a nice little recorder, but it's not what you would call very good in your hand. It's not really a handheld thing. It's more designed, I think, really to be mounted on a camera than or a tripod. It's a fantastic bit of kit though, and it's been great using that because it's a lot easier to set up than using the computer digital audio workstation, because by the time you've got that set up, you've forgotten what you were going to talk about, and sometimes it can be a nightmare with things not quite working the way that they should. But anyway, so 2018, I think probably the thing that I'm most pleased with this year is the way that the website has gone. The website has improved immensely from this time last year. There's been a whole lot of new pages added, a search page, a lot of the pages have been redesigned, had some new text put onto them. Just a bit of a rethink really about the site. There's plenty more to be done, plenty more to improve. Just like all websites, you know, they never really finish. They just carry on evolving, don't they? And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what I've got. A few ideas for what I want to add in 2019. It'll be interesting to see how they come together. The thing that I was probably most pleased with was getting the Instagram page sorted out so that it looked something like, and it works really well. There was one or two problems with the plugin, but fortunately the plugin support people that I contacted, they sorted me out really, really quickly, and the site's moving quick and it's doing great. I mean, also the other thing was the store. I mean, that's been added to over the years and improved, and plenty of room for development there as well. One of the things I do want to try and get finished for 2019 is a book. Probably the book about Scotland that I've had on hold for far too long, really, due to one thing or another. But I think I will get on with that in 2019 and try and get that out and released, because I think it'd be a nice thing to do. Then I can get on to the Norfolk Project book, which is another book project that has been delayed since the year dot. I really am going to have to find a design that I like. Might have to simplify the idea, because I think I was a bit ambitious with my original book idea. I think I need to simplify it down and maybe start with something like just the 6:6 images, the 6:6 black and whites. I think there can be a decent book put together there of 24 images, something like that, with a bit of text, and just get the book out, and then I can concentrate on the other images as well, rather than try and do everything at once, which I think has been the problem with my idea, because you can kind of get lost in the crowd. So yeah, the book, that will be the main aim for 2019, and getting out and taking some more pictures. Just getting out. I mean, the other thing that I have been pleased with is the amount of images that I've submitted to Getty Images and that have passed through. I think it's about 63, 64 at the moment that's on there, and I want to try and increase that as well next year. Picfair, which I started, I believe, this year, that's another one that's a work in progress, although... actually, I don't know whether I did start that this year. Tell a lie. That might have actually started a couple of years ago, and it's just been added to. It's difficult to tell when you start these things. It just always seems... The pages always seem as though they've been there. But I did add a lot of images there today. The only thing I would... The only thing I would say is that... Like I say, sales-wise, it's not been too encouraging, whereas the Getty Images one has certainly earned its place as top sales area at the moment for selling images. And it's pretty good money as well. I'm rather impressed with that. So we'll keep on with that in the new year as well. Try and add some images from locally, and see what we can get up Scotland as well, being as I'll be travelling up in April at some point. Although it is rather difficult, because I'm going up to Edinburgh, and it is rather difficult to get images that get through the licensing, because of course, you know, if people are in the shot, you've got to get model release forms signed, and you've also got to get forms signed if any recognisable buildings are there. So you've kind of got to box a bit clever really when you're photographing in an environment like that. It's not something I've quite got used to, but I'm starting to get the ropes, feel the ropes, whatever the term is, and hopefully, I think I should be able to add a lot more work next year, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Right, I think this is going to be a bit of a shorter podcast, just because of the Christmas being not that far away. And to be honest, it's been a bit of a quiet month, really. I did mention Edinburgh, and I think I should have mentioned Edinburgh at the last podcast, and I didn't. I forgot. But anyway, I had a day trip up at the end of November. It was mainly to go up and see the Christmas market, but I managed to get some picture taken in. I went to Calton Hill, and Calton Hill's got a great view over Edinburgh and Leith, and you can see as far as the Forth Bridge and the Road Bridge. But one of the great things about that is... A lot of people go up there, a lot of tourists go up there to take pictures, and they're that busy sort of taking in the view or taking a selfie that it's great if you want to do a bit of candid photography, a bit of street photography. And that's what I ended up doing up there. I ended up taking a few images, and it started raining quite hard, and this beautiful rainbow appeared. So I managed to get a series of images upon Calton Hill that I've been adding to Instagram over the last couple of weeks. There's still a few more to go, but I've been rather pleased with the images that I took up there. Like I say, I haven't really done that much personal photography this year. It's one of the regrets, I suppose you could say. I should have made the effort and got out, but I didn't. But anyway, I'll make up for it next year. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. But yeah, there's a great series of images taken up on Calton Hill. There was one shot which I called Between Two Spies, which was basically a rather wet, stormy sky with the rain sort of highlighted by a break in the clouds and the sun streaming through, and there's two spies at either end of the frame, which kind of worked quite nicely and was quite popular on Instagram when I posted it, which surprised me actually. I just thought a lot of people would just see it just as a landscape shot, but a lot of people really seemed to like it. And another shot that came out a lot better, strangely, than a similar one that I took last year, was I took a picture of Princes Street from Calton Hill. It's a great viewpoint. There's a great viewpoint from the hill looking straight down Princes Street. Now, I took a shot last year, which I was pleased with, but this year I managed to get a shot and the light is a lot cleaner and clearer. Everything's a lot brighter to a certain extent. There's the crowds, there's the traffic on the street. It looks great. So I was rather pleased with that it came out. I just thought, even the flag is the Psalter on the top of the tower of the Balmoral Hotel. I think it's a Balmoral Hotel. Actually, thinking about it, it could actually be the... I don't actually know which tower it is. That's one for me to investigate, isn't it? But anyway, it was a great recreation of a shot that I did last year, and the light was better. That was the important thing. So yes, there's going to be a few more images from Edinburgh added to Instagram over the next few days. On to the links. I'm just going to go rather quickly through these links. We're up to 12 minutes at the moment, and I want to try and keep this under 15 if possible. Just keep it a nice short podcast for this month. The first one is the International Centre of Photography, and this is Lu Guang. Now, Lu Guang is a photographer in China, and he's taken an awful lot of images about Chinese workers working in all sorts of polluted sort of areas, industrial areas, and a lot of the workers and everything suffer from all sorts of illnesses. And really, if you want to see how industrial pollution is quite honestly, the images are just fantastic. They're shot in colour, but they really do. There's almost like a sci-fi Mad Max sort of element to some of them, the way that it's very dystopian in a way. I mean, even the first shot of a steel plant, there's very little colour, it's all sort of like browns and yellows and things, but a great series of images. And the reason why it was posted by ICP is because it was revealed, he went missing in early November in China. It was revealed that he'd been arrested in far west China, and the charges have yet to be revealed. So obviously someone has noticed his work and not liked what they've seen. So I would certainly recommend, if you do like environmental photography, then have a look at Lu Guang's work. The next one actually is another International Centre of Photography, and this one is Masha Ivashintova. I didn't say that properly. Masha Ivashintova. I think that's how you say it. I apologise if I didn't say it properly. But anyway, Masha's work. This is from the 60s through to the 1980s in the Soviet Union. And Masha worked as a photographer, and she was from St. Petersburg, and she was involved in Leningrad's art scene, basically poetry and photography movement in the 70s and 80s, and used photography as a visual journal of her life. As it says on the site, taking photographs from the time she was young up until 1 year prior to her death. Sadly, she died in 2000. It's actually rather a sad story, really, in a way, because she ended up, she'd had one or two mental issues and ended up in some of the Soviet Union's mental hospitals, which aged her. But the great thing is that her photography lives on after her. When her daughter found 30,000 negatives in the attic in 2017, and the images are absolutely superb, they really are. There's nothing actually on the ICP site from what I can see. There used to be, but it doesn't. It seems as though it's just a gallery of. But if you put the name, if you have a look at the page and put the name into Google, you will find plenty of images. In fact, I'll add some links. I'll find some links and add those to the podcast page to save you having a look. And the final one is Beyond the Myth of the War Photographer in Shooting War. The psychiatrist Antony Fenstein explores the complexity of photographers' day-to-day work covering conflict and human depravity. And this is really looking into the mindset of photojournalists working in war zones. Dr. Fenstein profiles 18 conflict photographers, including McCullen, Don McCullen, Tim Hetherington. It's a fascinating read. There's plenty of images as well, but it's this is on the New York Times website, and it's a really fascinating insight to the sort of like the mindset and why photographers risk their lives in these very, very dangerous places. And of course, Tim Hetherington died while covering the fighting in Libya a few years ago. And McCullen still remains very haunted by what he went through and what he photographed. Yeah, I would certainly recommend reading his autobiography if you ever get the chance. I'm sure there's plenty of copies available second-hand on Amazon and places like that that can be picked up for not much cash. It is a really, really fascinating read. And to be honest, it's quite honest. When I was at university, he was actually looked down on a little because people thought he'd sold out because his work was appearing in galleries and things, whereas I thought that was a little unfair because where else does a photographer show their work? Galleries are give you a bit of income as well. Someone like McCullen's got a bit of pull. And why shouldn't you be able to see his work, his photography work, however, whichever war it was from, because a lot of these images by that point were historical documents as much as anything. They weren't really photojournalism of a modern conflict put into a gallery situation. It was, so I thought that was a little bit unfair judging him like that. But then sometimes these photography courses, some of the lecturers can be a bit harsh about certain photographers. Right, so that is it. That is everything for 2018. Just got time to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and hope you have a great holiday, and I will see you all in 2019.